Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters! I don't know what this world is coming to!
Brutally honest. On Big Woo Radio with Nima, Nayana, and JB. JT, Big Woo, yeah, they hit too. And we ain't going nowhere now that we got you. So fill your cup up, let's get tipsy. Get naked if you feel a little frisky. But whatever you do, keep it honest and true. This ain't no fake ass show, so keep your fake shit at the door. Raise your glass if y'all ready for the show. Are y'all ready for the show? Are y'all ready for the show? Put the kids to bed, motherfucker. Let's go. Come on.
Big Boo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Big Boo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Big Boo Radio.
Brutally honest.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in. The brutally honest, the realest motherfucking show on the planet. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Nayana Renee, JB Mr. 299. Let's go!
Yeah, man, it's Tuesday. It's the Brutally Honest Show. I hope you motherfuckers are ready for a good time. Good time. Had by all, and you know what I'm talking about. We like to get it in right here. Welcome, everybody listening live on BigWooRadio.com. Everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in your Google Play Store, and all of our folks that search us out on their podcast app on their iPhone. We appreciate that. We also like when you search us out on their iPhone on all our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. That's Big Woo Radio on everything. We got a great show lined up for you today. We got the poet that got us, and we got JB, Mr. 299. It's his birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
JB, happy birthday, bro. What's going on with you?
What hey, you doing, man, birthday, look man? Here, bro. I really appreciate it. I just want to say, man, definitely – I want to give shouts out to Rodia, to Kansas City. I can't remember other little shouty name that was there who was off the hook that helped with the book for the book appearance, man. Miss Goody, some guy named Jay, Miss Bonita, you know, Miss Shanice. Everybody that came out to the event this weekend and then just showed love, and everybody that's been showing love all weekend to me and bigging up Big Woo Radio, it's much appreciated. It just wasn't about me this weekend, man. It was more about Big Woo Radio than anything. Bro.
Absolutely, absolutely. We appreciate you going out to that event. The resurrection, it's a resurrection in heels. Like you said, Rodia Johnson, Kendra D., I think one of the girls' name is Danielle Herset or Hersey, and it's another girl. I forget. I'm sorry. I can't remember everybody, but go get the book. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good read, so go check that out. Also, we got to introduce, we ain't forgot about you, the poetic goddess, Nayana Renee.
Yo, what's
How's it going out there tonight? How you doing? All right, I'm giving you a fake lap dance for your birthday. A what? I'm visualizing a fake lap dance. A virtual lap dance.
Yeah, I told him I visualize it. No, I'm not even doing the shit virtually. It's fake. Like I'm just.
Oh, okay. Something he got to visualize.
If you don't do something about all that background noise, I'm going to hang up on JB, whether it's his birthday or not. He better be quiet back there.
Man, I'm trying to find my goddamn lighter. My bad, dog. I'm trying to light this goddamn piece of pussy.
Okay, well, do it quietly. But we got to shout out these sponsors and supporters. We're going to come back with the sexy thought with the poetic goddess, Niana Renee. Don't y'all go anywhere. This is music by our girl Jules called Off Opposites in Love. Keep it locked right here. Brutaliana Show, Big Woo Radio.
We're opposites.
That's our girl Jules. Go check her out. It's J-U-L-Z. Just check her out on just Google Jules. You'll get some of her music, man. This is our sponsors and supporters. Woodforest National Bank. Go to woodforest.com. Men's Warehouse in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Gastonia, North Carolina. 24K Rides in Rock Hill. TCB 5400 Club at 5400. Nevin Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Warren Publishing, Clover Parks and Recreations, Winthrop University, Porter Decals, the Hydrocephalus Association of America. Please go to nomorebrainsurgeries.org. Primetime Players Basketball, The Connected Group, Mr. Kevin Glover, New Soul Music, Black Toby Society, some guy named Jay. Below the Deck, Mr. Nick Faulks, Enterprise Management, SMG, Mr. J-Lock, Hats Off to You, Couture, and All About Us Radio. We'll be right back after this. Opposites in Love. Jules, keep it locked right here. Brutaliana Show, Big Woo Radio. We'll be right back with the sexy thought. Don't go nowhere.
We're opposites in love.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Are you looking for something that fits your body? Ooh, all right. Something sexy that you can wear every single night? Well, go over to NianaRenee.com. I just launched my t-shirt and panty line. Yeah, that's right. T-shirt and panties. I have the option where you can have string bikini, or if you like me, then that thong, just so that ass can pop right out that motherfucker. So again, go over to NianaRenee.com and get your t-shirt and panties set.
Listen to Big Woo. Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Please listen to.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Peace, peace, family. This the ambassador to the streets, Rollo Jesus, a.k.a. Black Jesus. And you listening to Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people. Let's go.
Appreciate that, Rollo Jesus. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, you are listening to Big Woo Radio, so thanks everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com and all that good stuff. Everywhere you're listening to Big Woo Radio, we appreciate that. We got the sexy thought coming right up. You got the sexy thought for us, Niana Renee. Are you ready for get sexy and get nasty?
I don't think it in that voice. No.
Sorry.
Put that pussy on out there, girl.
Not in that voice. No. All right, so let's get ready for the sexy thought. Hold tight, y'all. Hold tight.
Yo. What the fuck is the blunt on that?
Now that I got your attention.
Let's dig deep into the mind of the poetic goddess and reveal her sexy thoughts. That Niana Renee, Niana Renee, Niana Renee, Niana Renee.
That's NIANARENEE.
Got for us.
If you had a chance to fuck somebody that you always wanted to fuck, who would it be?
Ooh, I mean, dude. Wait a minute. Now you
your wife basically gave you. You got a hall pass. Ooh, like ain't no worry about getting in trouble by none of that. They could be famous hell. They could be dead.
Already.
But if it's, you know, everybody got that one person they like, you know, we all
got
that
one people. I got two one people.
And always that one person you be like, either it's somebody you personally know or somebody famous that you just look at and you be like, God. You know, some people probably saying, damn, I wish I was at Donald Trump's bedside as the nurse and ride him, you know. Probably got some people fantasizing about him. You never know. Hey, everybody got somebody.
We can hear that, JB,
but who is that one
stuff.
Person?
We can hear that in the background.
My bad.
Who is that one person that if you had a chance, not boots with?
704-489-3316, the sexy thought. Who is that person that you can knock boots with if you had a hall pass? Who would that person be? Go ahead, JB. You said you had two.
Even if you're single, you know, you can't say just hall pass people because a lot of the single folks out there, and you just, hell, we might want them to have a damn hall pass.
Well, my 2-1 number A's would be Christina Hendricks and Adina Howard.
Hmm. Okay.
Oh, wow. Why you ain't asked her when she was on the show? Could you, Oh, yeah, I forget. Yeah. You answered the Tupac question. You done knocked all your points out of the door.
See, what you fail to realize is that we've talked off air several times, sugar.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
who you think gave her the number?
Oh, well, you know what? I thank you so much, love. I thank you so much for hooking us up, giving her my personal number. It was much appreciated. But yeah, Christina Hendricks and Adina Howard are my two go-to all day.
Mm.
Who you really, really want, though?
Man, I want both of them, to be honest with you, because, you know, I've been...
What if you only
have
one? Only have one.
Hmm. You know what, goddammit, it's my birthday and I will not be forced into making a decision and something I want to do to make my dick happy. So I'm going with both of them, goddammit.
Your fantasized pleasure, right? Like,
yeah. Maybe I can, maybe I can fuck one, the other one swallow, or one ride the dick while the other ride my face. We can compromise and do something. It's something for all of us to be doing to be productive, goddammit.
You know what? Hold up. Question, though. Because I know this past sex, not question, though. But question, because I wonder. Do guys literally eat two different girls' pussies in one day? Say y'all just got a little, somebody y'all dealing with, like you got wife and you got a side piece. Like, do y'all literally eat both of they pussies?
Well, if you in a threesome, are you talking about being in a threesome?
I'm talking about like they don't have no clue about each other.
No. See, typically, if you're going to see two bitches in the same day, then it's the bitch that you're going to see later on. The first bitch is helping you prep to hold that long nut back so you can really show out when you get to the second bitch that you really want to see. So she's like an appetizer or preparatory bitch for the pussy you really trying to go stand up in. You dig? So you eat the bitch later on. You don't eat that first bitch. You know what I'm saying?
What? No. That is crazy. What if you want her stuff like too? Woo.
If you see the first bitch first, and then you going to see the secondary bitch second, then you can let her suck your dick without washing it.
Oh, ooh, it got quiet. I was just wondering. Okay, my bad. That could have been another sexy thought too, because that was just on my mind though. Because like if you dealing with two different partners, that darn it.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Me, I'm fine. That's a requirement. I don't care if you're going home to your wife. Brush your teeth out. I give you a toothbrush. So if she want to kiss as soon as you get where you going, 5-10 minutes later. You know, however long it takes for pussy to marinate out your mouth. I
don't know how long it takes to digest this.
So, I'm sorry, Woo.
All right, so, my hall pass and my wife. What are you sorry about?
Hold on. I heard that. Woo said his hall pass was his wife.
No, I was.
What the fuck did you do to get in trouble? What the fuck did you do to get in trouble, my nigga?
I was going to say, my wife and I already have deemed our hall passes. We already made this thing a long time ago about our hall passes. She has hers, and I have my two. I also have two. But it was always Jennifer Lopez was the main one. J-Lo. And then... back in the day, it was Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey, J-Lo. Mariah Carey was just...
Before
batshit crazy Mariah Carey, right?
Not the batshit crazy Mariah Carey, but the... treated me kind. You know.
The glitter Mariah Carey.
Yeah, there you go.
I cannot without...
That Mariah Carey. And J-Lo from... In Living Color. The dancer J-Lo.
Jenny on the block.
That's
a good combination. Ooh. Don't fuck it. If you fuck them two at the same time, nigga, you might fuck around and be end up coming out of that bitch like an amputee. You might not be able to feel your legs because both them bitches crazy. So, nigga, you gonna be well drained. You know,
before the ball drop.
No doubt about it.
This is when your balls. Okay. This was before the balls drop. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, Woo, have you ever gave two women in the same night oral without their knowledge?
Two women? No. I haven't done
that. Like, you ever went from one girl house and then, you know, you left and, you know, shorty like, yo, come over, pull up.
I never did that.
That's like going to Wendy's and McDonald's.
Yeah, you can't time. Yeah, it's like if you already had Wendy's, you know, ain't no need to go to McDonald's until tomorrow. You know, you go to McDonald's tomorrow.
But you know what though, Wendy's,
I don't know, you
get
a Wendy's burger. You get a Wendy's burger and you get McDonald's fries, I guess.
Well, I get a Wendy's burger, I'm already full. I had enough. I got enough.
The two bitches I ate was actually best friends. It was the bitch I was going with. Wow. And her friend that I ended up meeting when we went to church, I ended up hooking up with her. So, yeah, I could say I've done that. Because I ate her friend out and then I did the dirty shit and went back to my girl's crib and ended up fucking with her and eating her out. But she sucked my dick, though. I totally did. I sure did.
Did you at least brush your teeth?
No. I figured it was a circle of love and trust already, so I didn't need to do anything.
Love and trust.
Break. Yeah.
Love and trust.
That's okay. Against the code. You're supposed to at least brush your teeth in between.
Listen, I was 17. If anything, these bitches were 23 and 24. They should have advised me to do better. Then I would have knew better. I was just trying to satisfy bitches and get mosquito. No, I wasn't getting raped. Hell, I was willing to give dick to represent my family name out there in the goddamn street. I wasn't getting raped.
704-489-3316. The sexy thoughts for today, tonight, is, let me finish, JB. 704-489-3316. We got some people out there put the message out on Facebook, and we got a Drake sighting. Brittany said Drake would be her hall pass, and then I got a friend of mine, William, said it'd be me. I'll be his hall pass. It's always gonna be me. I love you, William. Good job.
Well, hold up. You'll be his hall pass.
Hold the fuck up. Who the fuck is he talking about, Joe? He talking about you?
My man Chill Will. He said, you, buddy, will always be you.
Yo, delete that from the goddamn history right now. Delete it, goddammit.
Hey, no, I'm open-minded. I don't mind people men having crushes on me. It's all good.
That nigga trying to drown your Lakers in some Miami Heat, if you dig what I'm saying. That don't sound right, Wolf.
And then Missy, she put a guy out here that, I mean, I don't know who this guy is. So he from the TV show Sons of Anarchy. It's a white dude looking pretty greasy. We got a biker jacket on. I don't know his name. I've seen this actor before, but I don't know his name. So I asked her. I asked her what his name is.
Coming out the closet.
So we'll see. Mm. All right, what's your shout out, JB?
I got a shout out.
We go to break. Go ahead.
I want to get. Shit, hold on.
I had to hit the cough button for JB so y'all wouldn't hear all that coughing going on, but again, 704-489-3316 if you want to get in. The question is, if you had somebody that you had a chance to be with or fuck, whether you're married or single or what have you, who is your hall pass? Give us a call. All right, JB, what's your shout out?
I want to give a shout out to all the fathers that encourage their son to fuck their stepmother on the night he can't because he doesn't deal with erectile dysfunction.
What?
Hashtag fucking to strengthen family unity.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
You better get ready.
Get ready.
It's the 299 shout out.
Shout out. Shout out. Shout out.
Shout out.
the 299 shout out line is wide open. 704-489-3316. It's 704-489-3316. You can call up and give a shout out, or you can let JB shout out on your behalf. But if you let JB shout out on your behalf, it will be offensive. All right, so, yeah, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some more about sex, obviously. We're going to talk about what's going on in the world today, some current events shit that we can talk some shit about. And, of course, the 299 shout-out line will be open and offensive as always. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. This is the Big Woo Radio, Brutally Honest Show. Keep it locked.
From eye color skin to chocolate brown, lipsticks and lip gloss should be color rich, long lasting, bold and luscious. Bold and Luscious Cosmetics. Find them at BALcosmetics.com. Complete with vitamin E, lanolin, and antioxidants, Bold and Luscious gives you soft, moisturized lips all day. Reds, nudes, pinks, darks, bright. BALcosmetics.com. BALcosmetics.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Nima Shining Star L, and you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio. Listen to.
Are you looking for something new to read? Something to keep that pulsation in your click and that arousal in your dick every time you read a line? Well, go check out Poetic Box Permanent Arousal by Nayan Renee. It's sure to have you turned on from every word. Go check it out. You can buy it now at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
This is a warning. This is a warning. This is your final warning. This is your final warning. This is your parental discretion. Parental discretion is advised. Is advised. Is advised.
So, you decided to come back. Well, welcome back to the Brutally Honest Tuesday. The show with no motherfucking censor. If you are sensitive, turn off your radio. Put down your cell phone. Close your laptop. Because this shit right here, this shit is not for you. But thank you for listening on BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the show with Nayana, Nayana, and JB. Nayana, and JB on Big Woo Radio.
A station for the people, by the people.
Let me clear my throat. I'm the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio, Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the program. Again, 704-489-3316. The topic, the sexy thought for the day is your hall pass. Do you have a hall pass? Who is it? Who is that somebody, anybody Even Niana said it can be a dead person if you want to. It can be Charlton Heston. I mean, if you get down like that, or Tupac or Biggie or whoever it is you might want.
Yeah, no, he Biggie where he at. Uh-uh. What's wrong with that motherfucker on me?
Big sexy black boy. What's wrong with the big sexy
Biggie
black?
Biggie, hell no. He was, no. That, I wouldn't, no. Mm-mm. Like, I know.
Well, we got a couple
I'm
people out here on Facebook.
What side of his eye was looking at you? And like, how little Kim allow him to disrespect? Like, you don't even know if he was looking at you.
You got to do what you got to do to get ahead. You know, you got to do what you got to do to get ahead in this rap game. We got Nikki out here. She said she wouldn't even consider anyone else but Joe Manganiello. And she's got a gif out here of him. With his shirt off, a very sexy little young man. Got the abs and the chest and the arms and things out there. So whoever
who is it?
Joe Manganiello. Joe Manganiello. Joe Manganiello. Don't know who that is. I know his face. I just don't know his name. Missy said that's Charlie.
Yeah.
Hunterman, a.k.a. Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy.
You phonetically challenged.
Amen. All I'm saying is these people have some weird names. Charlie Hunternam, a.k.a. Jax Teller from Sons of Anarchy. I don't know who the fuck that is. But I mean, I know his face. I don't know these actors' names, man. I don't have no crutches on these boys.
Wow.
Anyway, if you do, just give us a call.
Yeah, you only got one that's got a crush
on
you.
Facebook, or post us up on Facebook when we put the question out there. Good God. What? Go ahead, JB. What would you say?
This nigga chill.
I mean, you just got to have some radio etiquette. Radio etiquette.
Hey, but shit, nigga. Okay.
You know, when you're talking on the radio, everybody take turns. You know, you wait till the person body finish talking, then the other person come in and they say something, and then we just have a conversation. Now, what was you saying?
I say, well, Chill Will might have to come back on the show with that nigga.
Chill Will from Philly?
Yeah, we got a Chill Will, and we got a Philly Chill Will. That's the cream. That's the cream cheese ass Philly Chill Will.
Cream cheese. I thought his name was something else.
You remember he was talking about creaming out his ass? You remember that nigga who talking about he be creaming out his ass?
Name was something else. His name wasn't Will, was it?
Well, any nigga who come out and confess a man crush on you on the show, Chill Will, they deserve to be number one. That's a nigga you need to go shoot.
Why do he have a crush on you? Was that a joke?
He's a friend of mine.
Oh, okay.
Is he joking? Because you know they say be mindful of the people that be cracking jokes and dropping little jewels because that be they true feelings.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Wasn't watching your butt jiggle while you at the grill.
I'm sure. No, because I don't. Number one, I don't have a butt. I got a man that has no butt. So I am that guy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, you got a Hank Hill.
No, I just got a back. I got back.
Shit.
I got back and belly.
Well, that Hank Hill, because that's what you remember the whole time on the show. He had no ass. He was mad.
Damn. Wow.
His ass looked like the toilet seat. You got a toilet seat ass?
I don't know if I got a toilet seat
ass.
I mean, I spent a lot of toilet. I mean, I spent a lot of time on the toilet, but
hey,
I don't think I have
whoa,
a toilet
you ain't got
an
ass. You ain't got an ass like that bitch I sent to you with the LOL body. You know, she
no, I ain't that bad. I do got a little, I got a little something in the that hang a little low, but. But no,
you got
have...
something to hold some shit in case you accidentally shart yourself.
Exactly, I got something that'll stop it from getting to cloth.
Yeah,
I am a boy, Damon.
Wow. 704-489-3316. Who's your hall pass? Oh, let's talk about this craziness.
Me, I'm the hall pass. I'm the hall pass. That's
yeah, I mean, if I can't get to J Lo, I would settle for you.
That ain't no settle. That's the upgrade. He must not know who Goddess is. He's trick-tripping.
Oh wait! I found a guy.
Like,
hold on. I think I found the guy. His name was Tattoo, dripping out his ass. Hold on. The dude is. Let me skip ahead. Hold on.
Love me, baby. You used to drive me crazy. The way you put it down in the bedroom, you got me sprung. So deep in love, got me going head over heels for you. But you kept fucking up. You fucked up. I had enough. Got me feeling all messed up. Don't get mad.
The name is Jay Lou. This is the dude that we interviewed. Said he leaked out his ass, or a dude made him come out of his ass.
This just made the whole.
Jay Lou is his name.
How you promoting?
I'm just saying, we had him on the show, Niana. Hold on, listen. You talking about leaking.
How you promoting it, though?
Came back like a boomerang. I knew that you'd be back in an instant. Had to drink you blew it, baby. Now you're in my deep.
It's just like, I mean, once you know he talking about a dude.
Oh, wow.
And he talking
William
about fucking.
William Yum Yum, this is dedicated to you.
This for you, Will. This for you, Chilly Willy.
Got you.
You got me fucked up. Jay Lou, worth it. That's the name of the song. So worth cool. It.
That dedicated to Chilly Willie. He apparently
dedicated
put his Willie in the refrigerator. Why do they call? I don't even want to know.
I hope you're happy now. You got what you wanted from me, Chilly Will. Anyway.
I do.
Hey, Woo.
Can I just give a shout out real quick? Just to change the vibe.
Absolutely.
This not the views of everybody on the Big Room Radio.
You said Big
Room. I want to give a shout out to all the niggas that only like fucking bitches that look like stroke bitches.
Huh?
Hashtag. Fucking and being 88 compliant.
I don't even know why. All right. Let me do my
thing. I can't wait. Y'all do.
Hey.
299. Shout out. Y'all didn't
like
because
a nigga face might look like it's leaking or with water on one
leaking
side, that don't
ass.
Mean it's big, bro.
Just leaking at my ass for you.
Ah. better sit your arm upon my sweet tea ass down somewhere and say fuck up.
Y'all want to know who gave Trump COVID though?
Yeah. What's his name?
I'm about to tell you who gave Trump COVID.
I think we're about to get a caller.
It was Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin should have put his ass in there in the damn lion's cage. That's what she should have done instead of giving him COVID. She should have got that motherfucker ate up. But I think we can ready to get a caller. A caller, because Karen said she got something she want to say about this hall pass. My man Jimmy said Olivia Wilde.
I heard what you said, the Chili Willy.
Olivia Wilde is Jimmy Coleman's hall pass, Olivia Wilde. And that's it. That's all we got. We got Drake. We got my man on the line. Lil Bucky. What's happening,
is
man?
Is that Big Willie?
Lil Buck. Bucky.
There he go, coming on being special.
He coming on, forgetting he on me.
Big Willie coming. Big Willie coming.
Big Willie style, doing it wild. Hey, check this out. Here we go. I got something for y'all, too.
Hobosexual. A person that uses their sexual prowess to establish a place to live.
Are you a hobosexual or a homosexual?
Oh, don't you see what? Girl, he a hobosexual. He a hobosexual. Girl, he a
hobosexual. Help you sign up.
How I got Lil Bucky on the line twice? This don't make no damn sense. How is that possible?
Bucky. He called twice.
I mean, what do you...
Yes, it's me. I'm back, people.
Okay, there you go. There you go. I was like, would you put us on a two-way? I don't think you hung up the other line. You on two lines, Bucky. Bucky, who's your hall pass? Who's your hall pass? If you get... If Rose say you can get a pass, you can fuck anybody you want to, who is it? We're from
Bay K to a straight up invasion. Ooh. Right now, I just saw a picture of Hillary Clinton.
Who? What?
What the fuck?
Did you just say Hillary Clinton?
Hell now, don't get it twisted, though. I'm going to tell you something. When I first met Hillary Clinton back in 95.
Hell no.
I'm gonna tell you
That's not gonna be my hall
Hillary
pass.
Had a fat ass.
I don't give a damn.
But I'm just saying though, Hillary used to have a fat ass for real.
Okay. I mean, used to. He talking about he just seen a picture of Hillary Clinton. Go ahead, Bucky. Go ahead, Bucky.
No, because I watched that TV show with Carrie Hilson, whatever her name.
Yeah.
She played her on that TV show in the White House.
Oh, you talking about Carrie Hilson or whatever, Hilton or whatever, plays Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So it's not Hillary Clinton.
I guess. Yeah, well, that's the name I would say. But, you know, get the real hall pass, you can't give up the real person.
Goddamn.
Hold on, little buggy. Hold tight. Karen, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Karen, how you doing, Karen? Thanks for calling.
I'm good now.
You good now? Well, so what you said you had something to say about my post here on Facebook, the brutally honest question. If you are married and had a hall pass, who is your hall pass? Could be anybody, Karen, who is it?
Michael J. White.
Michael J. White.
Michael J. White.
Yeah.
Spawn.
Oh.
You know, yeah, you know.
Michael.
The only black superhero we got.
Oh, okay. I know who you're talking about. Michael J. White. I know. Okay, I guess he all right. Right on. Exactly. I know exactly who you're talking about.
He just got a whole wagon of kids.
He got a lot of kids. So, I mean, well.
I said a wagon of kids.
A wagon of kids. God yeah. damn. That's a lot of motherfucking kids.
Yeah, he got a wagon of kids. Probably like. I think it's like seven of them.
Okay. Are you trying to have a kid, Bob, as well? Or are you just
going
to you just going to let them beat it up?
Y'all do know this. Y'all right know there. These are Pebbles, right?
Pebbles. Yeah, I know Pebbles.
Yeah, okay.
What's happening, Pebbles?
You know, my mama gave me Karen. I don't like that.
Okay. Hey, Karen.
Yes.
Yo, can I give a shout out on your behalf?
Listen, don't stir your stuff today, okay? Unless you're going to call me. Because you be showing right. off.
Oh,
I'll call
boy.
You. I'll call you. You know how to get in touch with me.
Go ahead.
Call him.
It's his birthday today, too. Happy birthday, baby.
Oh, you extra cutting up.
Hey, mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to all the black Catholics out there. You don't need Catholicism to have a belief and not pulling out. Skeet freely.
You know what?
Skeet freely. 299. Shout out loud. We rolling, baby. We rolling. So Karen say, Michael John White. We appreciate you, Karen. Appreciate that.
So we already know his pullout game week. Michael John.
he good to look at.
His timing ain't good. His timing ain't real good.
He got all the money. He a little off.
Yeah,
he a little off. It's okay.
It is what it is. But we thank you for your input there. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely do.
I want to get into something here. But hold on, we gotta go back to little Bucky.
Yeah,
Bucky,
we want to get into something too.
Bucky, you gotta come up with somebody better than
Yeah, Bucky,
than,
for real.
Damn, Hillary Clinton shit. Damn,
at least know. Come up with one of them little bitches from the Little Bitches of Atlanta, that little show with the midgets.
Well, that's where I thought he was going to go. I thought he was going to go with the midget route.
Yeah, you should have named one of them little cute big forehead bitches.
Hey, I got one. The Olsen twins.
Oh,
this nigga picked the Benjamin Button bitches.
I need Maria Tate to get a hot head.
Hey, Woo. The Olsen twins look like Benjamin Button bitches. They look older when they was younger and got younger as they got older.
Exactly.
That was drugs do, y'all.
Exactly. Bucky, what?
Miley Cyrus.
I mean, I need someone with a little booty.
Miley Cyrus be going in on them dolls.
Yeah.
y'all can have a
three.
Miley Cyrus got an ass that look like an ironing board.
We never did say did you ever say who your hall pass was?
No, I'm gonna do Lorenz Tate. And if it was somebody from the dead, it'd be Tupac.
Oh, that's right.
She named two niggas that need booster seats to drive truck. And that's some shit.
But why would I want them up high? Why would I want them up high? My
boots
and my pussy down low. So why would I need them up high?
Okay. It is coming
to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I need them up high for?
This music by Sweets, Higher, Smoking and Fucking. We'll be right back.
One quick plan. Roll another blunt.
Shoulder blade, I'm staring you in your face.
stuff until you tell me you done had enough.
Worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
Ooh, baby, we about to get freaky. What you got here?
It's the Love Lasso, the ultimate adult sex toy.
Oh, I like that.
For couples, surely, to help you and your partner reach your ideal climax.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yo.
Yes, fellas. Giving you that extra grip and bringing her closer to you as you're spreading them lips.
Ooh, now that's what I'm talking about, baby.
Soft to the touch, lightweight and flexible. The Love Lasso is also washable. Comes in red, black, pink, and white. Let's get the bedroom jumping right.
Give me the Love Lasso, baby. I'm ready.
Boy, you so crazy. Go to thelassocompany.com and order yours. Tell them Niana Renee sent you.
Ooh, baby, this is going to be so much fun. Ooh, put your leg through here. Put this around your neck. Oh, yeah, right there. Ooh, yeah.
Go to thelovelassocompany.com to order your Love Lasso today.
What's good? It's your girl Venomous, and you are rocking with Big Woo Radio.
Come and take a walk on the wild side. When you can sell their soul for
the... Welcome back to the program, 704-931-6. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com. If you just joined us, if you just tuned in to the show, you missed a good one. You got time to get, you know, I mean, you got a chance to go back and listen to it in its entirety. By just checking us out on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, Alexa, wherever you listen to podcasts, you'll be able to listen to this show in its entirety and all of our other shows that we got going on Friday. The Florida Poetry Show, 6 o'clock. Nima Shining Star L, JT, and myself will bring you some inspirational music. Some good things to think about, some educational things. We got the Black in Effect where Nima shows you or teach or give you some black history information. And, of course, she hits you with that poetry moment on the beginning of the show. Nima gives you some poetry right there to top the show off, starting to kick the show off, rather, right there with some poetry. And then we'll be back here on Sunday for off-topic sports with my man James JT Thompson, Adonis Donnie Martin, Big Les, JB, Pastor Fight, myself. We always talking about some good shit on that show. And then we'll be back here Tuesday with the poet and goddess, Niana Renee. JB, Mr. 299. And like today, Lil Bucky pops in and out from time to time to give us some old weird ass shit like Hillary Clinton as a whole pants, nigga, what? But anyway, we appreciate you checking us out on all of our social media at Big Woo Radio on everything. I was gonna get serious for a minute and talk about this Donald Trump and voting and all that stuff. But I do want to encourage everybody to go and vote. You niggas, y'all motherfuckers didn't vote last time, and that's why we got Donald Trump today. So I don't want to hear no bullshit. I don't want to hear nothing about you ain't voting for Joe Biden. I'm going to vote a third party in and all that. No, don't do that bullshit. Put Joe Biden there. Let Joe Biden do his 4 years and let him pass on if he got to. But he's going to be way better than Donald Trump. Joe Biden might just get 4 years, then we'll get somebody, hopefully, somebody that'll be somebody that we'll want to vote for. They talking about Ben Carson. I mean, these Republicans that support Donald Trump, all of a sudden throwing Ben Carson into the mix. Like, this motherfucker is going to be, you know, and I was like, look, I'll keep an open mind because I am an independent. I'm a registered independent. So I'll keep an open mind for Ben Carson. But Ben Carson got two strikes against his ass already going into the goddamn election until I find out that he might be worth voting for. Like, he might be better than Trump. But the fact that he's in Trump's camp right now, I don't want none of them motherfuckers that's in Trump's camp at all. JB, I know you kind of follow politics a little bit. Let me get your thoughts on the Republicans trying to say Ben Carson might be a good selection in 2024. If you have any thoughts on that, I don't know. Now you don't want to.
My bad, I was on.
There you go.
So it's laughable. I mean, really, it's not even laughable. I mean, Ben Carson has shown who he is, and obviously he's a puppet. And you know, I think they're just doing that as a ploy to try to get win. If for some reason they think they're way to black vote.
Yeah.
Excuse me. But the third thing that you might want to have against Ben Carson is a line that bitch of his to come out in them dresses that look like tablecloths when you go to House of the Prairie. Hey, she need to come out with some better outfits. You know, I think he married her just so he could say, I got a bitch. But you understand why I step outside of my marriage. Look at what I got to look at home.
Wow. You know,
so.
So, Nyana, let me ask you this.
I don't do politics.
Well, this ain't really political. This is more.
You just polished the dick.
This is more of an assumption, or your thoughts on what you've heard about Donald Trump with the coronavirus. Do you believe he had it at all?
I don't know. I can't.
Ain't you a nurse or
disagree
like
on that note? But I can't say what going. I'm not there, you know, and that's just, I don't try to, you know, draw my opinion from everything that's being said to me. Just some facts is being, you know, left out. So
but
I just try not to get in other people's. I try not to get in other people's business.
Well, can I ask you that? Are you going to vote?
I don't do politics.
So you don't vote?
I don't do politics.
What the fuck does that mean? What is that? You either gonna vote or you ain't. Whether you do,
what is voting?
Okay. So I'm gonna take it as no. I'm gonna take that as a no. Little Buck, you think
I vote?
Oh, okay.
It depends on what I vote in. Do I vote in the presidency? No.
Oh, okay.
Do I vote when it comes to my local government?
Yeah, local government. Vote.
Yes,
okay.
Because that would affect me. Because no matter what that president told his way, these motherfuckers still be trying to stop South Carolina from getting money. So. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
So these motherfuckers,
we got to vote on every aspect.
That affect my kids. That affect my kids' schooling.
Yeah, that's just as important.
So
that's,
I vote locally over presidential.
That's definitely important as well. So that's all good.
Those people I can hold accountable.
Yeah.
When I see their ass riding by the damn store, I'm letting they fucking tires. I can't get to the president.
I'm just saying. They ain't doing what the fuck they need to do. We're going to egg their motherfucking house for Halloween. Mm-hmm. Like, fuck y'all did. Why our water still leaking over here?
Yeah.
Then tell you about fixing this damn drain down the road. You know what I'm saying? I can't take that shit to the president. So hell no.
Mm-hmm.
To answer your question.
Bucky, answer this question for me that Niana couldn't answer. Do you think Trump had a coronavirus or not?
No.
Thank you very much.
And if he did, I think he didn't, but, you know, feel good and he passed all them tests. If they had me shot up with all them opioids and morphine, I'd be feeling like Captain America.
Hey, Bucky. I got one for you, Bucky.
Hey, all right.
I want to give a shout out to all the bitches with lead-filled pussy and keep washing their ass in that Flint, Michigan water.
What?
Hey, you're going to have to learn to get some extra cases of water when you go to Wallingford, all right?
Oh, wow.
Pussy shouldn't taste like an element.
The 299 shout-out line is now closed. Let's talk about Woo.
Woo.
Yep. Yeah.
No, go ahead. I'll let you talk.
This is the part of the show where we talk about what we got going on, what we got coming up. The poet that got us, Niana Renee, go to NianaRenee.com. What you got going on, girl?
Yes, go ahead. Shop NianaRenee.com for my t-shirt and panty set. Yes, pull up on me. I have rainbow, I have white, and I'm working on a black and red one. Also, I got a little Halloween little set that I'm trying to bring out. So stay tuned for that. Just in time for Halloween, boo. Shout out to Dust House Entertainment. We're working on the series Heartless, so I can't get back. Can't wait to get back to spending that and working on that. I also got some other things in the mix that I can't talk about. But, yeah, stay tuned. You know, I'm always in everything, on everything. Yeah. Shout out to some guy named Jay with Yesterday Night Tape. They doing their thing over there. Production ready to get that thing rolling all over again. So, yeah, you know what to do.
That's what's up.
You hear Niana Renee? I'm ready to make them nuts slay.
Mm-hmm. Roll up on them with that two inch killer.
Right. Hey, Woo, you better settle for her, because anytime somebody gonna charge you $300 a stroke, remember that shit she said?
$300.
You don't remember what she said 2 weeks ago? That her pussy was worth $300 a stroke. I said, God damn.
What if I just put the head in? That's not a whole
stroke.
Just move the head in and out.
That's a
storage fee.
Okay, exactly. I'm babysitting that motherfucker. Because it ain't coming out until I get paid.
Well, so it's not a stroke unless you actually put it in all the way and then back out. That's considered a stroke.
No. Piece of it that count as a stroke.
A piece.
Hey, Niana,
come on now.
If it go past that little lip, nope.
That's a stroke. God.
How about I just piss in your pussy and give you a soggy Cheerio?
No, I don't. That probably give more than soggy Cheerio. Probably give bacteria vaginosis.
How about if you just lay there with
can't
your?
Can't have
with
that
your,
either.
How about if you just lay there with your legs open, not jack off? Is that free?
Oh hell no, that extra.
Come
on. You know where that's
you're doing too much. You're doing too much.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta have an umbrella and shit just to damn shield your ass and shit.
You
that shit
right
going
in the
to
crack
ass.
Of her ass.
That shit ain't no telling where to go. That extra.
No, it ain't gonna go. Trust me.
You gotta find little traces.
It ain't gonna go that far.
Niana,
it ain't gonna go that far.
Let him jack off on your asshole and you let it move.
Oh Lord. Lil Bucky, what you got, man?
No,
what you got,
that
Lil Bucky?
Extra too.
What you got, Bucky?
Well, I just want to let the Big Woo and Big Woo family know. Sorry for the last 2 weeks, but, you know,
as I'm getting older, I've been going to the, well, started going to the doctor. Well, I thought I was going to the doctor because I had to get the boys checked out. So I looked up something, you know, like a dick doctor, and I saw the word orthopedic. Went to orthopedic, got in the office, I had my pants pulled down. He came in, cleaned out, and he locked me up for indecent exposure. So, yes, that's how I found out. Orthopedic is, does not fix the Johnson. Okay?
Orthopedic.
Might have the word
dick.
Might have a dick in it, but
I went to, it don't mean dick.
Wow.
If you speak Greek and think ortho means, you know, your dick, no, it don't not mean that. So do not go to orthopedic. Because you will get locked up when he walks in and you got your pants by your ankle.
Oh,
so I just want to let you know, don't make that,
don't get it make, twisted. You
know,
did you shout out Big Woo Radio when you was in jail? That's all we need to know. Did you shout out Big Woo Radio when you was in jail?
Uh-oh. Bugging.
There you go.
You got lost.
There you go. Yeah.
JB, what you got going on, man, so we can get out of here, man?
Man, I ain't got much of shit going on, but I am working on something right now that I will be announcing soon to the event. It's going to be different. So just give me another week or so. We should let some things in play, but it's going to be a great event. So for all you singles out there, we're getting it for a nice little shindig for you to connect. So be on the lookout soon.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. All right, we appreciate everybody listening live. Appreciate Karen Pebbles calling in and everybody that participated on Facebook on our Brulianna's question, Sexy Thought. And we'll see y'all next week. So on behalf of my man, James J.T. Thompson, Adonis, Donnie Martin, J.B. Mr. 299, Nima Shining Star L, the Poetic Goddess, Niana Renee, Big Les, Lil Bucky, Pastor Fight, Kendra D., All About Us Radio. I'm Big Woo. This is Big Woo Radio. Peace. God bless. We out.
Ain't ready for it. Look, I fall back in order to avoid contamination. The game is full of garbage, nothing about it that's motivate. I listen to your bars, I'm disappointed in y'all. Thought y'all was working, can't believe what I walked in on. When I came through that door, folks said it at 94. Told my brother, everybody know that man got flow. He a force to be reckoned with. The beast is dated, but that razor sharp flow. A league of decapitating, you debated if you had a different
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.